Chapter 1. My Teacher, Max. Now acquaint yourself with him, and be at peace. Thereby goodwill will come to you. Job chapter 22, verse 21. In December 2001, my wife Lynn and I were living and working in Charlotte, North Carolina. Our phone rang one evening. Our daughter, Shelley, was calling from Syracuse, New York, with a question. Would you keep our cat, Max, while David and I go on our big trip? Shelley and David married in 1996. They both worked hard and honored God with their lives, and they had been abundantly blessed. For several years, they dreamed of taking an extended trip and traveling throughout our beautiful country by motorhome, something most couples can only do in their later years after retirement. After considerable prayer and deliberation, having no children and being in good health, they decided to purchase and remodel a travel trailer. Then they sold their home, left their professional jobs, and calculated their budget for a year-plus road trip. All the details were taken care of, except for Max, the orange tiger cat David had given Shelley when they were dating.
We can't take Max in the motorhome, Shelley explained. It would be no fun for him to be cooped up all the time. What do you think?
What could we say? Of course we agreed to take Max and care for him. After all, he was our grandcat. Within a week, Shelley and David delivered Max to us and began their tour of the United States. While they were off having a tremendous time traveling, Grandma and Grandpa were back home, in the throes of adjusting to having a cat around the house. Now, I must confess that I've never been particularly fond of the idea of indoor cats. In my opinion, cats are fine to have around a barn where they perform a service by eliminating rodents. But our home was in a development where there were no barns, and there was no need whatsoever for cats. So I thought. During our adjustment phase, we quickly learned that Max was basically a house cat who preferred to sleep most of the day inside, but loved to spend his nights outside, prowling about and hunting. In the evening, Max stood by the back wall until we let him outside. Around daybreak, he would signal his desire to come indoors by clawing on the screen of a downstairs window. The timing of Max's let-me-in request was rarely convenient. Every morning, it seemed just as I had settled in on the sofa in the family room and was beginning my morning devotions with the Lord, and while Lynn was similarly occupied in a room upstairs, the screen scratching would commence. To add to my annoyance with his timing, I strongly disliked Max's screen scratching. The first time it happened, I tried to ignore him and continued with my devotion, but it didn't work. Max's scratching was incessant, and I began to wonder if the screen could withstand his persistence. Annoyed, I walked over and opened the door nearest to the window where Max sat. All I saw was a flash of fur as Max dashed by me. He swept past my legs without so much as acknowledging me. I couldn't help but muse that if Max had been a dog being let into the house, there would have been an affectionate mutual greeting, but not so with Max the cat. One morning, shortly after his arrival and after the clawing, door opening, and dashing had taken place, I went back to my comfortable couch and picked up my Bible to resume my abruptly interrupted devotions. Within a few minutes, Max showed up for a stare down. He sat himself on the carpet directly in front of my feet and gazed up at me. I saw him in my peripheral vision, but I was determined to ignore him. I had no intention of letting that cat disturb my special time with God any more than he had already. But Max had other ideas. Finally, I couldn't resist his cat stares any longer. I laid my Bible down beside me, looked directly into his yellow eyes, and said, Max, what's your problem? What do you want? In that instant, Max jumped up on the couch, climbed onto my lap, and then placed his front paws on my chest. Even though I'm not fond of cats on the furniture, let alone on my lap, without thinking, I began to stroke Max's head and back. As I stroked him, he closed his eyes and began to purr and knead my chest with his warm little paws. I surprised myself that morning. There I sat, petting this annoying cat while murmuring sweet nothings to him. Wow, that was a strange turn of events. And I asked myself, what's this all about? The attention I showered on Max made him even more relaxed and content. After 3 or 4 minutes of this loving exchange between man and animal, I softly asked him, Max, is this what you wanted? Is it enough for now? Max immediately stopped his kneading and purring, opened his eyes, and obediently jumped down and became a contented and grateful cat for the rest of the day. This became a daily routine that both Max and I enjoyed. A unique bonding experience between us began that day and continued throughout Max's extended sojourn in our home. Even though I was initially resentful and reluctant, Max taught me much that first morning, and in the weeks to come, about basic relational and emotional needs. Our interactions reminded me that when God fills the cup of our relational and emotional needs directly, Himself, or indirectly through someone else, life becomes vastly satisfying and deeply rewarding. We all have deep, basic relational wants and needs in our lives, deeply hidden longings for attention, acceptance, contentment, meaning, relevance, and hope, to mention a few. But sometimes our irritating screen scratching to get those needs met alienates us from the very ones who have been placed in our lives to help fulfill them. And when the door is open to us, often we whisk right by without acknowledgement or appreciation, only to become even more lonely and frustrated and left wanting more. Whether you take time to sit at His feet each day or hit the ground running, busily trying to accomplish all the important tasks before you, God longs to meet the cravings and God-given needs of every heart, both directly and through our meaningful relationships with others. It took a persistent cat named Max to remind me of the importance of 7 biblical principles that will guide us to healthy and happy relationships. Let's explore them together.